Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 172 for Friday, December 4th. I'm Phil Franz Warkentin. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was mixed at Friday's close, recovering from earlier losses as the market reacted to a number of conflicting influences. Canola was down by $2 to up as much as $9, the January contract down $1.80 at $473.50 per ton. In a report out this morning, Stats Can pegged this year's canola crop at 17.2 million tons. That was well above average trade guesses, closer to 15.5 million, and the second largest crop ever. That surprising headline number initially sent canola prices down by as much as $8 per ton, but the futures eventually recovered. A rally in Chicago soy oil contributed to the turn higher in canola, while the continued weakness in the Canadian dollar also provided support. Ideas that solid export and domestic crusher demand will be able to eat through the larger canola supplies were also supportive. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were all higher. Soybeans up 6 to 8 cents, the January contract up 8 at 9.06 per bushel. Speculative short covering accounted for some of the strength in beans, as participants were squaring positions ahead of the weekend. The USDA also reported fresh export sales of 427,000 tons of U.S. beans to China and other unknown destinations. Soy oil led to the upside in the soy complex as a recent rally in Malaysian palm oil also pulled up other vegetable oil markets. However, the gains in beans were tempered by the large South American crop prospects. Scale-up farmer selling was also keeping a lid on the market. Corn was up 3 to 5 cents, the March contract up 4 at $3.81 per bushel. Speculative short covering was also the feature in corn today. A downward revision to Brazil's corn production estimates from private forecasters Informa Economics also helped lend some support to corn. Wheat was up 1 to 6 cents, the March contract in Chicago up 6 at $4.84 per bushel. Wheat was continuing to correct after hitting 5.5-year lows earlier this week. However, the rising prices were also serving to limit the already lackluster end-user demand for U.S. wheat, and that tempered the gains. Canada's wheat crop was pegged at 27.6 million tons by Stats Can this morning. That's up from an earlier estimate of 26.1 million, but still below the 29.4 million ton wheat crop grown last year. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday, December 4th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Franz Warkentin.